So after my second year of seminary, Lori and I had the great experience of working at a church outside of Aberdeen, Scotland. It was a great summer of doing some evangelism, some small group teaching, meeting with various groups at the church, and preaching on Sunday mornings. On days off, we would pack some sandwiches and we'd jump in our little red Mini Cooper and investigate the beautiful countryside. We stopped at several castles to explore and imagine what life would have been like 900 years before we arrived. Those castles were amazing structures. They were always strategically located to ensure safety and protection. The walls around the castles were fortified with rock, sometimes 6 to 10 feet thick, as were the castle walls themselves. No one could ever penetrate the walls or the castle. But you know what? At some point, an army did, or a disease found a way inside and wiped out the castle community. You see, nothing man builds, nothing man does, lasts forever. But with God, things are different. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 14, I perceived that whatever God does endures forever. Nothing can be added to it, nor anything taken from it. God has done it so that people fear him. While we work and live in time, God works outside of it. He is the eternal God who does all things perfectly. Nothing can be added or taken away to make what he does one bit better. Everything he does lasts forever. God's construction cannot be destroyed. The fact alone should cause us to bow before him in honor and love and fear and obedience. The God who builds things with an eternal guarantee knows how to build our lives for endurance and strength all the way to eternity. Jesus, he's the only one who can transform our fragile lives and make them endure forever. Father, don't let us trust in things that rot, rust, and decay, things that can be torn down, destroyed. Don't let us spend 1 minute of our life building things that won't last. Help us to fear you, to love, respect, honor, and obey you so that what I do today will count for tomorrow. I pray all that in Jesus' name. Amen.